5869, go ahead.
Do you have an approximate age of this lady?
She says she's 50. Okay, so she is conscious, alert, and breathing. She is now saying she does not want an ambulance and she would like to go home. So you can go ahead and cancel the ambulance. She did not fall. She tried to fall. I caught her and set her down very gently. She's been laying here the whole time, awake, looking at me. If you could send a supervisor out here, though, that'd be great, because I think this has been an issue. This is going to continue to be an ongoing issue with this specific rider. And she told me she did this yesterday on the 20. So, I'm not sure how else you want to proceed about that.
Yeah, she didn't actually fall, and medical didn't actually arrive. I'm not sure if you really need a report, but I'll check with my manager, and if they decide that you need to write one, I'll text you over an incident number for it. But if she's okay and she's sure she doesn't want medical, you can just go ahead and get rolling.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So here's the deal. She gets up on the bus and walks up to the driver and stares at him, and that's her cue that she's about to have a seizure. And that's not really a safe thing to do when you're driving. And then you have to stop and pull over and to make sure she doesn't fall down. So I think that this is a warrant of a supervisor conversation so that we're aware of this is starting to happen multiple times now.
Okay, and where does she usually get off at?
She rides the 20. She rides this bus. She just sits on the bus and rides it round trips. She doesn't specifically have a stop she gets on and off at. She's got on and exited Beaverton twice today at BTC.
Okay, copy that. Well, if she's not going anywhere, as in she rides around on your bus all day, let's just go ahead and go in service. I'll try to have a supervisor meet you at the transit center.
Okay, so I'm just letting you know, if she starts getting up and walking around, I'm just going to pull over, because I'm not having her fall down on the bus while I'm driving. I'm not doing that today. So just letting you know.
Okay, I mean, does she have multiple seizures a day, or is it, you know, once in a while? I mean, she just had one, so I don't know what the chances are of having another one. But have you ever seen that, where she has multiples?
No, she's like, delayed, and this is appears to be more of a behavioral issue than an actual medical issue. She did not have a seizure, in my opinion. I'm not a medical professional, but I have seen a lot of seizures in my training experience over the last 25 years. So, it's a liability to have her do what she's doing.
Okay, well, if you just want to tie it up there, that's fine. I'll get a supervisor headed your way, so just wait right there.
Thank you.